Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Doing too much, shouty. But once again, I'm reloaded. Welcome everybody to the show, man. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Gonna have a pretty interesting night tonight. Gonna be pretty interesting. Gonna be pretty crazy. Alright? We'll get to all that. I'm keeping to the spirit of the holiday season. For those of y'all don't know, it's Halloween time. So I'm going to try to keep it to the spirit, keep it to the tempo and what's going on with that. Episode 99, you dig? Yeah, we're going to be talking about nothing to fear. Anything, there's nothing to fear but fear itself, basically. That's the name of the show. I got to get that right. It's been a long day. I can't believe I actually made it in this house in time. In time enough to broadcast this particular show. I just had like a crazy turn of events. You wouldn't believe what just happened. But the gang's all here. I'm still here. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And I made it on time. So I want to welcome everybody to the show. You feel what I'm saying? Thanks everybody for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. You know what I mean? We're getting ready to have a little fun tonight. We're going to be talking about something kind of kooky, kind of spooky, serious and ooky. Yeah. Yeah, you remember that? We'll get to it. Let me go ahead and get into the proceedings even to tell everybody how we do things over here at K100 Internet Radio. You dig? K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. You understand what I'm saying? We do music over here. With that being said, if you know anybody that's an artist, or if you know anybody that sings, raps, or whatever, or if you yourself sing a rap, make sure you send your music into k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's the letter K, the number 100, radio@gmail.com. Send it into the show, all right? And we'll spin it. Send it in an MP3 format, all right? We spin hip-hop, R&B, pop, neo-soul, stuff like that. You know, urban music, you feel what I'm saying? We will do some spoken word. If you can keep it under like 2 minutes, a minute or so. You know, can't be as long as a three-minute song. We want to keep that to about a minute. Spit your game, pop your shit. Send it to me, though. K100radio@gmail.com, the letter K, the number 100. That's where I want you to send all your MP3s that you want me to put in consideration for playback on K100 Radio. All right? The number to tune into the show is 347-934-0966. Once again, that's 347-934-0966. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Welcome everybody once they get on the phone lines. You feel what I'm saying? I had a long, long, long day. I didn't even get a chance to send out all of my text messages and stuff. You feel me? But we'll get around to that. I'll handle that as I'm talking, as I'm doing the show. You feel what I'm saying? I want to remind everybody that K100 is also on Facebook, all right? We're also on MySpace, okay? And we're also, once again, for the thousandth time, but just in case this may be your first time listening, we are an official podcast in the iTunes store. Yes, we are, in fact, an official podcast in the iTunes store, all right? No easy feat to get on iTunes, okay? So I want to remind everybody that's listening to the show, if you can't listen to my show, we air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 7 to 9 for all my people in the Bay. What's up, A50s? I see y'all out there already jumping on the lines. What's poppin'? Appreciate it. Want to remind you guys that if you can't catch the show live and you have an iPod or an iPhone, if you use like iTunes for your computer or whatever, for you listening to your music, best way to get the show, if you can't catch it live, the best and easiest way to get the show is, once again, if you tune into, go to our iTunes store, subscribe to our podcast, subscribe to our podcast, and that way every time you launch the iTunes software, and it's totally free, doesn't cost you anything. Every time you launch the iTunes software, man, it automatically downloads the latest episode of K100 that you might have missed, you feel me? And from that point on, it automatically updates, all right? So you don't have to worry about coming to Blog Talk Radio and download, even though I want you to because it helps my stats. But that also helps my stats, too, because it does count my iTunes plays, all right? So I'm not mad at you if you go there. So just remember, that's the easy way that you can get the show for those of you who like my show but can't tune in at the allotted live time. It's all good. Just make sure you subscribe to the free podcast, all right? The free, totally free podcast on iTunes, all right? So that's the best way to get the show if you can't, if you can't catch the show live, all right? Moving right along. Once again, we're on Facebook. Once again, we're on MySpace. So then if you have a Facebook or a MySpace page, make sure you either A, become our friend on Facebook, like our official fan page, official K100 fan page on Facebook and MySpace, you feel me? Just go to myspace.com/K100radio, or if you're on Facebook and you don't know the address, just do a search at the main page for K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger up, that's us. You dig? You should know the logo by now. If you haven't heard, we don't give a shit around these parts, all right? But I want to make sure that everybody, and also join the private Facebook group if you bold enough. You feel me? It's a private group. It's by invitation only. So hit me up. Hit us up. Let us know at the K100 page that you want to be in the private group. We keep conversations popping in there, and it's a totally private group. So, sometimes you may want to say some shit that you wouldn't normally say on your main page because maybe you got your mom or your friends or some shit like that, or your coworkers. You know, you might want to snap on one of their punk ass. You feel what I'm saying? Well, what you do is you become a friend of mine, and then or like the official K100 page, and then send me a note, drop me a note, or leave a post, all right, saying that you want to be a part of the private K100 group on Facebook. And it goes down over there, okay? Sometimes we continue the conversations from the show and everything there. So, but it's a private group. You can't find it. It's not listed. You have to be invited to it. So just in case you want to be a part of that on the Facebook page, all right, just holler at me. Make sure you be my friend on Facebook, Blizm, all right? B-L-I-Z-M. If you don't know how to spell it, just put a search in for Blizm. You'll see the music page. Of course, I want you to like that. But also, become my own personal Facebook friend. Just drop me a note. Yo, I listen to K100, and you automatically in there with me, baby, like swimwear. You dig? All right? I fucks with you if you fucks with K100. I don't need to know. Say no more. It is what it is on that one, all right? So make sure you do that, man, and make sure you want to join the private group if you can't holler at me, all right? Going to go ahead and get into the show real quick, but I want to say shout out to my whole crew, Team Shriz. You feel what I'm saying? We did a little performance at Touch Lounge this past Thursday. It came out pretty good. I've been spending all weekend editing up the footage for it. Finally kind of got it edited and everything, but then I uploaded it to Facebook, and Facebook totally screwed me and made it get all out of sync and looks like people are talking when they're not supposed to be talking. I don't know what's going on. I got to get ready. I just ran out of time. I'm going to get ready to re-upload it and put it on YouTube and my MySpace page and all that and blast it out. But want to send a shout out to the whole team, you feel me? Big Camaro, Big Bullet, Necktail Nails, you feel what I'm saying? Joel Bryant, you know what I'm saying, who put the show together, you feel me? Shout out to everybody who came out. Shout out to my homegirl, Avina, for coming out and partying with us. We had a good time, man, even though this is a club in Atlanta, and you're going to have performances, and you only got one fucking mic! Which leads me to Mash the Motherfucker Mondays. Once again, everybody, welcome to K100 Internet Radio. 347-934-0966 is the number to tune in to the show. Of course, we're going to be talking about episode 99. Nothing to fear but fear itself. You ever been scared? You ever been scared? Like, really scared? Yeah. Well, just let me know. We're going to be talking about, you know what I'm saying, what it's like to be terrified. What has ever made you really scared? But before I get all of that, I want to remind everybody that it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays on K100. Yeah. Alright. What that means is, this is the episode where you can call in and vent, say what you want to say. Somebody be getting on your nerves. Alright. Your baby mama, your baby daddy been tripping. Your punk ass boss been getting on your nerves. Who knows? Whatever the cause is, whatever the problem is, you feel what I'm saying? We want to make sure that, you know, you get a chance to just go off and voice your mind. Now, be mindful. You might not want to tell them if they're your coworkers and friends and spouse or whatever. If they listen to K100, you might not want to snap on them because, you know, this shit right here is recorded and available for download forever until I fucking feel like taking it down, which is not going to be anytime soon, buddy Ro. So, just remember that. But, once again, yeah! Mash your motherfucker Mondays on K100 and Radio. Your chance to mash. And, of course, I'm mashing the people at Touch Lounge. Yeah! For having one freaking mic. And on top of that, not only was it one mic with a cord on it. Yeah. And then the cord wasn't but 5 feet long. Yeah. Come on, man. If you're going to be a club and you're going to let people perform in your spot, at least have the decency to, A, have more than one mic. Because 9 out of 10 times they're going to need it. Even if it's rap. The rapper and the hype man or whoever else is going to need a mic. But then, God damn it, if you're going to have the one nigga, can you at least invest in a cordless mic, nigga? Yeah! But I fucks with them. I know they just starting out. I think it's like their second week open. You know what I'm saying? And once again, shouts out to everybody who came out and supported us. You dig? I really want to, I really appreciate that. I want to say thank you. You know what I'm saying? It's all good to support K100, but also supporting me, the artist, Blizzum, supporting Chainless Entertainment. Supporting me and, you know, my adventures in music, like with the Team Striz project. You feel what I'm saying? My other homeboys. That's big to me. That means a lot to me when you do that. You feel what I'm saying? I know some people just only fuck with me for one reason. Some people don't even listen to the show, and all they fuck with me is the music. And that's cool. And if you only deal with Blizzum, with K100, that's cool. But major love to the ones who cross the line, who listen to the music, who talk to me on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Who check out the show, all that. You feel what I'm saying? I got major love for y'all, man. Y'all my peoples, man. Y'all don't get no bigger. Y'all my niggas, all right? Now, moving right along. Episode 99. Nothing to fear but fear itself. All right? We're going to be talking about what the fuck scares you. What the hell has scared you in your lifetime? You feel what I'm saying? I know a lot of people... You know, Halloween's coming up around the corner. I got a couple of sidebar questions that I want to speak about tonight. Also, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of pertinent to what I'm going to be talking about. But, you know, with Halloween being around the corner and me having kids, I got two kids. I can never forget Halloween because both of my kids love Halloween. You feel what I'm saying? And both of them like to dress up and I go trick-or-treating or whatever. And so I got a sidebar question when it comes to that I'm going to be talking about. But let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. This week is Halloween, right? And so in keeping with the holiday spirit, I want to have a little fun for this episode. Just a little fun. Just a little fun, all right? Have you ever really been terrified? That's my question, all right? I mean, really had the shit scared out of you. There are all kinds of ways you can be scared. Sometimes it could be a joke played on you. You know, when you were a kid by a sibling or one of your friends, you know, jump out, boo. You know, them kind of scary. You know, remember the Bloody Mary thing where you had to go in the bathroom? If you say her name, how many times was it? Three, I don't know. Bloody Mary. She's supposed to come through, show up in the window, and then kill your ass. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I know grown-ups who still don't do that shit to this day. They still scared of the Bloody Mary gang. I never was. I did it 1,000 times. I'm still here. What was the scariest dare or childhood story that used to have you terrified as a kid? All right? Got multiple questions in the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? When we grow up, sometimes we get into real-life situations that we should be really, literally scared to death of because death might have been really close. All right? What was the scariest thing that ever literally happened to you in your life? You know what I'm saying? Have you ever played a prank on someone and scared them really bad? Or you ever had a prank played on you and it scared the shit out of you? Did you laugh after it was over? Or was you pissed off as hell and ready to fight at some shit because you don't like being scared? Sometimes it just go down like that. You feel me? You know, sometimes people can take it too far and they think that shit funny trying to scare your ass and that shit ain't funny. And then somebody goddamn get to fighting. Yeah! I'd like to hear your stories tonight. What horror movie made you scared to death, even made you sleep with the lights on, you feel me, even till this day? Have you ever had a paranormal experience? Like, have you ever seen a ghost, seen anything that spooked you out? You feel what I'm saying? You know, something you couldn't explain and it scared the shit out of you? Some people say they seen demons and seen angels. I'm saying, you know, that's not normal. That's paranormal. I'd like to hear from you, all right? Now, I got a side question. Pay attention, everybody. What about the celebration of Halloween? Do you like the idea of trick-or-treating? You feel me? And do you treat Halloween as just a day for kids to get some candy and dress up? Or, are you like my mother? A lot of people I know that's religious. Do you believe that it's like satanic in nature and you pretty much want no part of it? All Hallows Eve. Nowadays, they have what they like to call fall festivals, which is a nice way of celebrating Halloween without making it seem like you're celebrating Halloween. It's like, okay, churches don't want to celebrate Halloween, but at the same time, on Halloween, they have quote-unquote fall festivals, and little kids are running around in costumes. Last I checked, getting candy. Last time I checked, that was, in fact, Halloween. So, just a little side question I'd like to ask you, all right? And also, it's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays on K100. Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to the show. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. If you're on the line, hit the number one. If you want to talk, make sure you hit the number one so I can come to you. You feel what I'm saying? So I'll know that you want to tell me about what the hell scared you as a child growing up. You feel me? Movie were you scared of? What paranormal activity have you ever had? Who played a prank on you and scared the shit out of you? Have you ever played a prank on anybody and scared the hell out of them? You feel what I'm saying? And also, it's Mashing Motherfucking Monday. Yeah. So, 347-934-0966. If you're on the phone line, hit the number one. I got a couple people on the lines already, but no one's hitting number one yet. So, if you hit the number one, you'll be the first person that can talk. As soon as I said that, they hit it. I guess they was waiting for me to shut the fuck up and get to the lines. Okay. I'm going to the phone line, 347-934-0966. First person up, I think that's the homie T. Lewis. What's popping, homie?
What's up, man?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. You feel me? What's going on, man? What's popping? First of all, before we get into episode 99, nothing to fear but fear itself. Is that scream really loud?
No, we good.
We good? Okay. Before we get into that, it's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. And I recall you saying something that you couldn't wait on my Facebook page. You said you couldn't wait. That's probably why you were the first person that was on the line. Like, as soon as I logged in, you was ready to go. So whatever it is that you got to mash, I know you put on my Facebook page, you're going to be front and center for the Mashing Motherfucker Mondays today. Go ahead, homie. Before we get into the other part, go ahead and tell me what's the problem. What's the issue? Who need it? Who getting it?
Yes, sir. Man, it's two people I got to mash. I got to mash this nigga I used to work with, and they got fired, tried to help this nigga out. This nigga gonna sell out over some bra. It was crazy. And it went down this weekend.
Wait a minute. Back up. Okay. So, first of all, this is somebody that you helped, right?
Yeah.
Fired. You got fired. You tried to help him, right?
Yeah.
So, A, we're gonna mash it for being an ungrateful motherfucker. Yeah. Now, you say this is over a bra. He's trying to hate on you about a bra.
Yeah, man. See, I think a lot of it that he wanted to call to try to front and say that I told, it kind of sort of that I told him so, but I wasn't really the only one that really kind of sort of told him about the chick. But then, I think he really be trying to pull out some information just to see what was going on, because on the flip side, the other person I got to mash is the chick herself, because I really don't talk to her, really, to be honest. I don't really talk to her no more. I thought she was pretty cool, but turned out she lied. She lied a lot. My thing is, I ain't got no problem with nobody lying on me. I mean, if you're going to lie, just make sure it's true.
I hate motherfuckers that lie on me. I hate that shit.
This is all I'm saying. If you're going to lie, just make sure I come out looking good in the lie. That's all I'm saying. don't be trying to lie and make me look like no lame. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dang, this chick, she tried to put me out there like I was begging her to take her out and all kind of, some kind of craziness like that. I'm like, dang, nigga, we in high school on this kind of craziness? I'm like, what's going on here? But then this nigga gonna call me and ask me, yeah, man,
yeah, she really said that you you asked her out a couple of times and then she had to turn you down, and so what was going on with that? I was like, nigga, is you crazy?
What is this guy? Who is this? Why is the guy asking you that?
That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point. She with you, so what you asking me that for? You
know, oh, this is girlfriend now.
Yeah.
Oh.
They together.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Okay, so now I see why the mashing has to come into play, because the girl is his girlfriend now. Do you still work with the girl?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so basically this bitch then went back and told the dude, your homeboy that used to work there that ended up getting fired or whatever, that you be trying to holler at her still, you feel me? So he comes up here, you feel me, trying to confront you about it, you feel what I'm saying? That's basically what's going down. Now, don't lie to you, Lewis. Don't lie. Do you really be trying to get the pussy? Do you be trying to holler?
Nah, man, it ain't even like that.
Okay, so, now, we're going to mash them for you. Yeah! Because the bitch lying, all right? You know what I'm saying? We're going to mash this other dude. Yeah! Facking like a motherfucking hoe by the motherfucking female. You know what I'm saying?
You're right about it.
The bitch choosing. All right? But, what we have to clear up for the people that's listening. Welcome, everybody, to the show. 347-934-0966. Make sure you hit the number one if you want to talk. What we have to clear up for the people, T, is this. Is she attractive? Straight up. Is she attractive?
Yeah, she's a pretty chick. She's a pretty chick. Now, I ain't gonna lie about that.
Because I was gonna see if it's one of them cases where she's an ugly bitch that wants some attention from her man and try to make it seem like other guys really want her ugly ass, but don't nobody want her ugly ass. Yeah!
But see, that's funny. It's funny you should say that though. She a pretty chick that still want attention. You see what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Well, now that means she just could be a drama queen.
She's crazy though. I think she's crazy. But crazy though. This is what's funny though. When I first met her, I thought she was cool. They're like, you know, when I first met her, I was like, okay, she's nice looking, she dressed nice and everything. I mean, I got a girl, so I ain't trying to really. But she at first she was cool, and then when old boy started, I was like, all right. He was like, hey, who are those two girls you're always going out to lunch with and stuff like that? So I told him, I'm sitting here like, okay, if I was trying to get at her, why would I even tell you who she is? Or why would I even say, yeah, come on along? You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
why would I introduce her to you if I'm trying to get at her? That's my whole thing. And
right.
Since she already supposedly like him, she already on his good foot, why you got to lie on me? You better off just saying that I mashed it and I was horrible. But see, at least I can say that I mashed it, but ain't nothing happened. So I was just like, God, no, why I got to go there? But it's a
right.
whole lot more to go on between all that, but that's just the whole gist of the thing, really, what came down.
Oh yeah, so like I'm gonna officially mash that motherfucking ass for K100. Yeah! I'm gonna mash the nigga for worrying about what his bitch doing. I'm gonna mash the bitch for lying. You feel what I'm saying? You know, I'm mashing the whole situation for you. Now, I got you. We mashing them. Yeah! Now, episode 99 is nothing to fear but fear itself. Yeah.
Sound effect.
All right. TaylorMade for episode 99. Okay, T. Lewis, let me go ahead and get into it, and let me go ahead and ask you the questions, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Right. First and foremost, you feel what I'm saying? You know, Halloween's coming up. You like Halloween? Did you ever celebrate it as a child? You liked it growing up? Trick-or-treating, did you ever do all that, right?
Yeah. We went trick-or-treating. We never really dress up, though. We went trick-or-treating, though.
True. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever really been fucking terrified, dog? Now, when I say terrified, when I say scared, I mean really, literally scared as fuck. Scared, like your heart pounding. Scared. Look, man, keep it 100. I know the dudes. I'm gonna tell you why I'm gonna have to end up mashing me some niggas tonight. Niggas gonna wanna call in tonight and act like they are tough as nails and shit, knowing they probably was screaming like a bitch at some point. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know, everybody been scared. I can tell you straight up, dog. I done been scared as fuck when I was a little kid. And these cousins used to scare the shit out of me and do all kind of horrific shit to me as a little kid, man. You know what I'm saying? Really just torture a nigga. You feel me? So, hell
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, just real talk. Have you ever been scared? Tell me one time that you really just been scared as a motherfucker. Don't lie.
It really wasn't when I was, like, little or nothing like that. It was more so like when I was on I was taking a trip and we was flying in a storm. That's the most afraid that I can recall being, because, you know, the plane be shaking. And I was like, no, nah, man, this ain't good for me.
Hey, you just added, you just made me realize I done been scared another time, goddammit, shit. Boy, I was on the motherfucking flight one time, nigga. I just knew I was going to die. So, hell yeah, I was like, nigga, I was scared. I was scared. Hey, a rough plane flight can scare the toughest mother. I don't give a shit who you is, nigga. If you think you hard or whatever, you get on the motherfucking plane and hit some super hard turbulence, nigga. For real, you can talk that shit like you hard, nigga. I don't give a fuck. If you get on a plane and you hit some turbulence, that plane drops 50 feet and your head hit that ceiling, nigga, and start shaking like it's about to fall apart, mid-air, I guarantee you, nigga, you will, in fact. Yeah, nigga. Don't get it twisted. So, I forgot about that time, so, hell yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I've been on one of them flights, dog, so I ain't even front. I ain't got nothing to say about that, because I didn't scream, but, nigga, I'm telling you, dog, I was like, grabbing on to the goddamn person next to me and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
we thought we could check out that motherfucker. A bad flight can scare the fuck out of the toughest motherfucker. So yeah, I give you that.
It was so bad with us though. I couldn't even grab nobody. They were grabbing onto me and everything else. So I'm just sitting here like, God, no, these niggas just scared as I am. So I can't grab nobody because they holding on to me. I'm like, I need something to hold on to.
Yeah, and I was terrified. I was terrified of that. But you got another one? I'm going to ask you one more question. You got another one? What about when you was a kid? Let me go ahead and ask you. I take that one right there because that's a good one right there. And I actually have been fucking scared of that. You feel me? Hell yeah. But like I said, it's always what about like a childhood game? You feel me? What was a little scared? Did you ever play Bloody Mary and shit like that growing up? Yeah. What any of them games ever scare you when you was growing up as a kid playing that shit like that?
Those games really never scared me like that, though, because, to be honest, I was hard-headed. Cause, you know, like your grandma didn't tell you, you know, all them superstitious things not to do and stuff like that. And you know, niggas went in and did them anyways. They didn't care.
Right.
I was hard-headed. I didn't care. None of that stuff really scared me, to be honest.
Okay. So you were never scared of a scary movie? What was the scariest movie? You ain't never see a movie when you was a kid, and you got damn near scared your ass. You had to sleep with the lights on and all that kind of shit. You were scared to go to sleep and all that. Come on, dog.
There was some movies, though. There was some movies.
Which one really had you scared of shit? Scared shitless.
At first, it's funny, though, because it was like a delayed kind of reaction. Like, The Exorcist. The Exorcist never bothered me. It never bothered me. Until one night I watched it, then I went to sleep and I had a dream.
Uh-huh.
Man, it took me a long time. I mean, a long time. I would turn the lights on, but you know, you had to, by that time, you know, you had those lamps that you can dim down a little bit, and I wouldn't turn the light all the way off. I was like, no. I need somebody to sleep with or something. I don't know what is going on here. I had watched the movie like about 6 or 7 times before that happened, though. That was crazy, though.
Motherfuckers gonna act tough tonight. We gonna see some of these dudes gonna call me here acting all hard and shit. We gonna see. But I admit, but one thing about that plane, boy, you got me right there with that plane, boy. I was on the flight, boy. I'm talking about, hey, I ain't never been that scared in my life. I think that might have been deep, because I thought I was gonna die. Whenever you face with death, when you think you about to die, you gonna be scared, nigga. You gonna be scared.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. You gonna be scared.
I was like, man, that was crazy. And it was in a storm, though. They're just like, man, I could have got out. Because I remember before we even took off, I was like, man, I wish I could have a different flight on a different day.
Yeah. I thought I was going to check out, too. Okay, what about any paranormal activity? You ever seen anything that you would say, like, you know, a ghost? You ever seen, like, something just weird that you just can't fucking explain? It's like, it was some scary shit, like, you just can't explain what the fuck it was?
Not really. I can't necessarily say, you know, when you're in the house by yourself, you always hear, like, different things and stuff like that. But I can't necessarily say that there was paranormal activity or anything like that. I've heard about stuff like that, but when people are witnessing it, and something, like, you go to somebody's house and they'll say, man, you just missed it over here, because, man, something moved around by itself. I'm like, nigga, shut up. But I ain't never seen it myself, personally. I never experienced it myself.
Okay. All right, that's cool.
I don't think I want to.
Nah, it's not, because I actually have, and I get into my story, you feel what I'm saying, you know, about what I seen, and I, like I said, no real explanation to this day about what that was about, but when I get ready to do my talking, I'm going to go ahead and go to these phone lines first, and get ready to try to get all these calls. I got people raising their hand, but last question, before I go, what do you feel about people that are religious that celebrate Halloween? Do you think Christians should celebrate Halloween? People who go to church all the time like that, should they let their kids go trick or treating?
I don't really think it's anything wrong with trick-or-treating because I think, like you said, they have, like, the harvest days and stuff like that. A lot of the churches where the kids still dress up and they still go around.
They still technically celebrate Halloween. That was my thing.
Yeah, that's still a Halloween festive type celebration. It's just, in their eyes, it's church stuff in their eyes.
Right.
But you're still celebrating Halloween. You're still dressing up. Still doing this. You're still doing that. But,
sure.
I mean, if you go with it with just intentions on just having fun and just don't go too deep into it, man, let the kids have fun. That's all I say.
Right. Really don't like it when parents say, "Oh, my baby ain't gonna go Halloween. They're celebrating the devil and blah blah." How the fuck is your child dressing up like Spider-Man and get some candy celebrating the devil?
Spider-Man, a superhero.
Never understood that shit with my mom growing up. You feel me? But then once the church started having little stuff, I could go to that. I'm like, I'm still dressing up and going to get candy. I mean, just because I'm doing it in the church, it's still that's all I wanted to do in the first place. It wasn't like I wanted to go play with a Ouija board, Mom. Just saying. I never understood that. All right, let me get some more calls, man. I got about 5 people raising their hand. Let me jump to them. Stay on the line, though, man, all right? All right. Up next, we got Shay, and I see I'm going to get ready to open my homegirl Ruby line up, too. You feel me? Then I see my homegirl Michigan girl. I got a couple more people. All right, Shay, let's get to it. First of all, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays on K100.
Yeah!
Of course. What's popping?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Before we go any further, who do you want to mash? What do you want to mash? Who been getting on your fucking nerves this weekend?
Well, nobody really got on my nerves, but I do want to mash Comcast. They've been tripping. I was, like, watching TV the other day. How about now they're going to start, like, fining people, like, going around doing this little random audits and stuff like that for cable? Really? They ain't got nothing better to do? Let's just mash them. I think we pay enough for cable and internet. Let somebody get some shit free.
Exactly. And my shit don't even work half the time.
Yeah!
Goddamn shows be disconnected.
Yeah!
My fucking internet signal in the yellow right now.
Yeah!
Bastards. Then they sent the little thing saying my other TV that I got, the cable going straight into it, gonna stop working in a minute. I'm gonna have to go rent another box for $8 a month.
Yeah.
Why? I don't need no motherfucking box.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I need to match them real good because how about they sent me a letter saying that we're sorry that you decided to leave your services. Please return the equipment so we won't have to charge you $85. I fucking pay every month. I haven't changed services. Why they send me a letter? This obviously is a mistake. Because they surely sent me a bill right afterwards.
Right. Well, I'm mashing for you. Since it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, I'm mashing Comcast for the call of Shay.
Yeah!
All right, Shay, let's get into it. Episode 99. Nothing to fear but fear itself. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, Shay, let's get to it.
Okay.
First question is, have you ever really been terrified? Have you ever been, like, really, really super scared? Like, I'm talking about, like, scared shitless for real. And if you were, and when was it? Everybody has. First of all, I'm going to mash the first motherfucker that called up and said they ain't never been scared of shit in their life.
Yeah.
I'm going to mash you off the top, nigga. All you niggas that want to call in tonight and act tough and hard and shit like ain't nothing ever scared you. I don't give a fuck if you've been in Iraq, nigga. Your ass went over there. You went always over there. I don't give a fuck if you was in the hood, nigga. I don't give a shit. Something done scared your ass before, nigga. You might not scream like that. But, nigga, you been scared. All right, Shay, go ahead. Tell me about your story. Go ahead.
Okay, I got two. One of them was an airplane story, but I won't tell that since y'all talk about airplanes. Yeah, I got on one of the airplanes where we had to, like, crank up a propeller. You talking about scared?
Right.
When the stewardess talking about some turbulence, I was like, turbulence? Feel like we're about to fall out of the air.
Right.
But, okay, I'll tell you my first story. Whenever I was a kid, this is how I found out there was no Santa Claus. Okay, well, I'm laying in the bed, you know. My aunt always told me, well, if you don't close your eyes and go to sleep, Santa Claus won't come, and if he sees you, he'll put coal in your eye, and he won't leave you any toys. So, of course, like, I'm, like, all nervous, because it's Christmas Eve, and I want some toys, you know. So I'm laid up in the bed, you know, and I'm looking, trying to peek, got my face turned towards, like, the door frame or whatever, and I see this, like, white man with some long johns on and a long beard, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's Santa Claus. So I turn my face to the window and just close my eyes real tight, thinking that, okay, maybe he won't see me looking. So the next morning, I get up and everything, you know. It was Christmas, of course, and I'm telling Mama, I saw Santa Claus. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I saw Santa Claus, and I described what I saw. She goes, baby, you didn't see Santa Claus. That wasn't no Santa Claus. That's why I thought it wasn't no Santa Claus. It was a damn ghost.
It was a what?
A ghost.
Ah, shit.
Yes, it was a ghost. I was like, what? What do you mean? Like,
how do you know it was a ghost? How do you know it was a ghost?
Because there's no white man that lives in our house that had long johns on and had long beards.
But, I mean, maybe you just imagined it.
No, everybody says that. I was not imagining nothing. I was not imagining this. Because I also saw a baby diaper floating in the air above the
what?
The building.
Were you smoking? Were you high?
No, I was a kid. And I promise you, when I got up, we didn't even have no babies in the house at that time. And when I got up, the baby diaper was on the floor next to the window. Not the window, but the door frame. One of them cloth, old-fashioned cloth diapers. Yeah. Had nobody been in diapers in a long time in our house.
Are you sure you weren't dreaming?
I swear I was not dreaming. People don't dream.
How old were you when it was supposed to happen?
Let's see. I think I was probably about like 8. Yeah, I was about like 8.
I don't know. We see a lot of shit we think we see when we.
No, I know what I saw because there's other stuff that happened in that house. But whenever that happened, yeah, I know it wasn't no Santa Claus.
All right, but I take the story, Shay. I take it. Even though I don't know if I believe it.
I promise.
Okay.
Who am I to say that?
Now, what about? Because look, when I get through all these calls and I tell my story, you motherfuckers gonna be like, "Listen, kill yourself." That shit didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, motherfuckers, right now, the story I'm gonna tell you really happened. Real talk. But before I go to the next caller, because I got a lot of people raising their hand. I got like 6 people raising their hand. before I move on, I gotta ask you.
Wait, let me tell you the one about Bay High School. This is like for real. You a trip for this one. You remember Bay High School? Everybody remember the story about Mary Worth from back in the day? About the girl?
I forgot about that fucking story. Oh my God.
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you.
The girl supposedly had like disappeared in the girl's bathroom and all they found was like powdery footsteps. I didn't believe it. So, you know, one day I went to the bathroom. I noticed I was the only one in there, right? So I'm like, that ain't real. So I did it. I was like standing in the mirror, you know, I said her name 3 times, washed my hands. I was like, shit, ain't nothing happened. I got ready to leave. How about I got locked in the bathroom? You know, back then in the 90s, there ain't no damn doors locked. I could not get out. And then the only way I got out was somebody came in and they opened the door like nothing. I was like, how about I ran out that bathroom? I literally ran out that bathroom after that. Yeah, so I believe. Yeah, that was her damn ass in there holding me. Like, oh, you don't believe I'm real? Let me show you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was scared.
All right. I'll take it. I don't know. I don't know if I believe it, but I'll take it. But before I go on, all right. What's the one movie that you watch and you can't watch it by yourself? Goddamn it, scared the shit out of your ass.
Candyman, because of the whole Mary Worth thing. I promise, I ain't go to the bathroom by myself for a long time, and I didn't go into a room.
Candyman was kind of fucking scary. Candyman was kind of scary when
it
first came out. The dude with the hook, yeah. That nigga there,
yeah.
He just looked fucking scary. He still, every time he played in the movie, this nigga just looked scary and shit.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know. I give you props on that one.
Yeah.
That was kind of scary. Stay on the line. Let me ask some of these calls, all right?
Okay.
All right. From the 305. All the way from 305, that's down in the bottom lane. What the business is? You up to the 400 radio, what's poppin'?
Yo.
What is going on?
Yo,
I can't hardly hear you, though. What's wrong? I can't hardly hear you, Sean.
Hold on. I'm
sorry.
I'm asking
something
a little
bit. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, this Mash Motherfucker Monday.
Mash Motherfucker Monday, Sean, all day long.
Check this out, right? So I buy the $400 mattress, right?
Uh-huh.
Move out of town. Somebody begged me to leave it there, and I go back. They ain't sending my money, so I go back to pick up a mattress.
Uh-huh.
I got to go to the police station to get my mattress.
Why?
That ain't the worst of it, though, dog. Check this out. I call the police. They're telling me it's a civil matter, even though I got my receipt and ain't no bill of sale. Where they do that at?
But hold on. Wait a minute. How did the police get it? How did the police get the mattress?
The police let them keep the mattress. They told them I got to go to court to get my mattress, dog. $400 mattress.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to be real with you, dog. I ain't going to lie. I have to eat them $400, my nigga, because on some real shit, if it's like that, they're going to do something to the mattress before they get to it. They're going to piss on it. They're going to do all kind of bullshit. If it's got to be like that right there, you might as well go ahead on and eat the $400, dog. You might as well eat the $400. I'm going to mash them for you, though. I'm going to mash the motherfucker for you. God damn it. Yeah, you can't do favors for everybody. You can't do favors for
nobody, man. It's the war that we live in, like Boosie say.
Yeah. You can't do favors for everybody. Motherfuckers take advantage of that shit. You feel what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. Something I got to lay on, I might let them go on and have that. Fuck it.
What? Well,
cut your loss, man. Cut your loss. Cut your loss, dog. Cut your loss, man. Fuck it. Cut your loss. I'm a master for you, but cut your loss, my nigga. Real talk. Cause you know what I'm saying? I ain't no telling. They might skeet on that motherfucker extra goddamn extra skeet on that motherfucker extra. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Fuck old crab and fence the bitch on that motherfucking get back to you. You know what I'm saying? Nah, fuck it, dog. Let them have it. Take that loss. Take that L. Real talk. Now, before I go any further, this is episode 99. This is nothing to fear but fear itself. Have you ever been scared as a motherfucker?
I haven't been scared in my sleep.
I mean anything. Just scared.
Oh, I'm gonna go off with old girl, man. That ghost shit. I don't know, man. How do people be talking about that, though, man? I mean, I remember when I was back in middle school, man. I seen the Bible slide up to a door with a shadow. So I can't say I don't believe now, but I can't say I do believe.
You seen a Bible slide up to a door with a shadow?
With a shadow coming down the door, dog. I'm talking about literally move Bible, and it ain't just me. My little brother was sitting right there next to me. But I tell you what, we went up on that bed that night.
Y'all ran, huh? You scared as a motherfucker, were you?
Scared as a motherfucker, dog.
Ah. All right, man. Well, hey, what you calling from? You calling from Dade or what?
Yeah, I'm calling from Dade.
All right, my nigga. Well, I appreciate that love. You understand what I'm saying? I appreciate that goddamn love. You know what I'm saying, my nigga? Thanks for calling into the show. I got a lot of people on my line, so I'm trying to move it right along, my nigga. All right? But hey, let that mattress alone, dog. Let that mattress go, dog. Let it go, dog. Let it go, dog. Let it go. All right, homie.
All
right. Later. Yeah. If I got to fight for the mattress, nah. I don't want to fight for the mattress. I'm going to let her have that one. Fuck it. All right, take that loss. Let's see what my homegirl Ruby up to. Ruby, what's popping?
Hey, what's popping?
What's going on, man? You sound down. Are you still upset about the Facebook? I know.
Oh, man.
Ruby's Facebook got deleted, everybody, on K100.
For the second time.
They deleted Ruby's Facebook. It could have been the butt naked picture she put on Facebook. I don't know. I'm just saying, Ruby. It
was not naked. None of my pictures was like, they would hang. They covered up the good parts.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Moving right along. Stay on the line, recruit. I got somebody calling with a 347 number. I want to see if I can catch them because I know you're going to be here. All right?
Okay.
And I'll come back to you. I'll keep your mic open, though. Ruby is a co-host. Also, she has a blog talk show. So I will, in fact, leave Ruby's mic open as respect to my fellow BTR host. We always do that because I come on there and I bait their shows, too. But I'm going to 347-245. You're on the line with K100 Radio. What's popping with you?
Nothing much. How are you doing, Blizzard?
What's going on? Who's this?
Miss LaCroix.
Oh, what's happening, babe? What's going on with you? I got both of them on the show. She gets to call me. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, since I got both of y'all on the line, it is Mashing Motherfucking Mondays on K100. Yeah! And it's also episode 99, Nothing to Fear But Fear Itself. Yeah.
Only buzzer with the sound effect.
Right. So we're moving in that order, ladies. Okay, first of all, Crush, who would you like to mash? Would you like to mash anybody on Mash Move? Who the fuck been getting on your nerves? Anybody you just want to vent on and go off on real quick?
There's a lot of people because I've been having what the fucks and where they do that at moments for like the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
If you listen to my show, Full Fancy Radio Live, y'all definitely know what I'm talking about. The first thing I'm going to mash is Cablevision out here, the cable company. They got me, man.
I mean, we just had another call Bash Comcast, the other cable company. Yeah, what the fuck is going on with the cable people?
They sit up here, they draw you in. $29.99, right? All three services. They draw you in. You call them, like, okay, let's go with $29.99. The $29.99 end up turning to $79.99. Then after a year, it jumps to $199. And you like, what's the biscuit? So.
right. Well, hey. I guess cable company. See, first of all, I wasn't getting my soapbox, and I was gonna talk about how motherfucking niggas don't vote, and so all the motherfucking congressmen is tied in to the lobbyists and the cable company lobbyists, and that's why it's only got a couple of major ones in the company. But that shit gonna go over these niggas' heads. So since I'm gonna talk about shit that happened, you niggas don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just gonna let it go. Smash the motherfucking cable company. Y'all stop. Keep on not voting and keep paying. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm gonna vote this year.
That's all I'm gonna say. All right. Now, Ruby. Ruby.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what's up, darling? Go ahead. Give me your mashing, motherfucker. Of course, I know it's probably gonna be Facebook, but go ahead.
Yeah, I wanna mash you.
Me?
And everybody else. Yesterday, that was leaving me fucking messages. I was looking at your video was the last thing that I saw on Facebook.
I'm saying, though, what, why you want to mash me?
Every status I put up, you have it on everybody else. Everybody else is leaving. No, I'm just kidding. I ain't got nobody to mash. Fuck whoever cut my damn Facebook off. And you know what? I ain't getting another one.
You gotta get it. Well, now, if you don't get another Facebook, I'm gonna mash you.
Yeah. Well, hey, you gotta get on MySpace.
Get another Facebook. You just can't put no naked pictures up there.
No, because when they sent me the email, they sent me an email to my Yahoo, and it wasn't even the pictures. They said I was spamming. I don't fucking spam.
They said you were spamming?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I don't know what's up. Fuck Facebook anyway.
Yeah, I was spamming. I was sending some fucking Facebook crackhead.
I'm just saying. I really need Facebook. Like, I go through serious withdrawals without Facebook, for real.
I know your feeling, Blizzard.
I gotta have it, man. But, I mean, I do so much on it, man. It's my main source of promotions and networking and all that.
Yeah, mine too. I know the feeling.
My homeboy, shit, he was just like, man, I ain't even sensitive, but shit, I gotta have my Facebook. I wouldn't even sleep without my face, man. Y'all need to find something else.
I thought they cut the Candy Crush page on there, but it's still up, y'all.
Oh, okay. What's up, bitch? All right, so look, ladies. We're gonna go ahead and jump into the topic at hand, episode 99. Nothing to fear but fear itself. All right, Crush, you first. When have you ever been really fucking scared? Give me the one time you were fucking terrified, like you were just scared shitless. What happened?
It was a few incidents, but I'm gonna give y'all one where give y'all more of the polite one. I just moved into my apartment, the one I'm in now. I've been here over 7 years. My first apartment, first time living by myself, and I have a fire escape in the living room area, in my bedroom. I was in my bedroom. I was asleep. And I'm a hard sleeper. You get what I'm saying? I'm a hard sleeper. But at the same time, something told me to open my eyes. And, boy, I opened up my eyes. And it was somebody in my living room over by the stereo that I had. A little bullshit stereo, too. And there was somebody in there. And I didn't know what to do. I just froze. I looked. I couldn't breathe. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, so you just had a nigga just breaking your shit while you there.
I didn't know what to do.
Right. That's scary.
And I just kept going up, like I said, my first time. And I guess they must have heard me figure it or something like that, because they ended up running out my front door.
Wow, yeah. So that's scary. That's scary, right there. Anytime you wake up out your sleep and your shit and somebody is there that wasn't supposed to be there. Because I actually almost shot a maintenance man like that in my apartment complex. I almost killed the fucking maintenance man. You feel me? Because they came in with that unannounced bullshit, and I happened to, my apartment's kind of big, and I was in the back part of the room and shit, and I woke up, and all I did, when I woke up out of my sleep, all I heard was motherfucking boom, boom, you know, somebody doing some shit, so I'm thinking somebody, like, coming in through the door or whatever, so, you know, my gun is right by my bed. I pick it up and snatch it up, and, you know, pop cock to him. I snatched the motherfucker doping. You know what I'm saying? Look, and he threw his hands up and shit. You know, he all, you know what I'm saying? No, sir. I was like, nigga. He was like, nah, man, nah. Maintenance. Y'all almost, nigga. It like it been a rap for him. You feel me? But, yeah. So I did almost shoot.
So I ended up booby trapping my whole house.
Yeah. What about you, Candy? What's the scariest shit that ever happened to you?
Oh, I ain't never scared.
Obviously, she stood up in fucking church.
No. Let me stop. Okay.
At 12. In the middle of Bible study.
Okay. I have two stories. I am terrified of clowns. Like, terrified. The happy ones, they're evil, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Remember that? Oh, you know what? So I bet your movie that scared the shit out of you. Have you seen It?
Yeah, I read the book first, and the book did not have that motherfucking clown in there. When we go see it at the movie theaters, that motherfucker came out. I ran. It took me like 2.5 seconds to get from the top to the bottom. Yep.
Go ahead and tell your story.
Huh?
Go ahead and tell your story you're going to tell.
Yeah, okay, when I was like 10, I don't like Chucky. I don't like Chucky. So my uncle, you know, for Christmas, he bought me my buddy doll. I opened
wow.
it. You know, I didn't even open it all the way before I just threw it. So my mom, she put it up in our attic. So one night I was asleep, and I woke up to we're friends forever. Yeah, and my brother's taped a butcher knife on around his hand. So hey, everybody, yes, I was 10 years old, and I literally peed my pants.
He fucked you up, nigga. He fucked you up, though. You know what I'm saying? When you take the little goddamn knife to the little doll hand like it's Chucky, I bet you was scared as a motherfucker.
You see it. How you telling? Man, I slept with my mom for like almost a whole year. Yeah. And then, I was 16, they was like having like a little party and everything, and they was all gone, and I was like the only one at home. And it was, so you know, I was going around, turn out the light. Next thing I know, this motherfucker running in the house with the It mask on.
Yeah. So basically, you've just been pranked all your life by your siblings, basically.
No, it wasn't prank. That was scary.
Have any one of you had a real life experience where you thought that you was going to actually literally die as an adult? I already gave the, me and my friend T. Lewis, I already gave the example of being in a plane that you think is about to crash. I've had that experience. I know other people who have. And that's fucking terrifying. What about y'all? You have anything that's, as adults that scared you, like you really thought you was going to check out this motherfucker?
Unfortunately, that was my other terrifying moment. I was actually attacked when I was like 3 days before my 20th birthday. My ex-boyfriend, and he kind of stabbed me up really bad, and I ended up having a blade stuck in the side of my neck.
Oh.
And like an asshole, I didn't know any better, like an asshole, I pulled it out and I cut a muscle in my neck.
Let me go ahead and matter of fact, let me mash that nigga. What kind of nigga stabbed the chick?
Yeah, so you know, like you know, the top of my head, he hit me up with the iron and a pair of scissors, and then he got me with a blade in the side of my neck. So
okay, your story is officially more scarier than mine. Yeah, I'm gonna give you that. Yeah, getting stabbed and beat. But yeah, that's pretty scary. Yeah. What about you, Ruby? Any near death experiences? 910, you on deck?
When I was going through the whole breast cancer thing, I died 7 times on the table.
Wow.
But that's it.
But did you? I mean, you were under it, so were you? You really weren't scared because you probably was, sedated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Long story.
Fucking cancer is scary. Hell, why not? Having cancer is scary. All right, ladies, before I take this next call, tell the people where they can find your show, and then I'm going to go to the 910, then to my homegirl, Michigan Girl, and I see 2 more people. But tell the people real quick where they can find your shows, where they can catch y'all, my fellow BTR hosts. Go ahead.
Candy Crush is on air Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's the afternoon quickie right here on BTR from 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. And you can also catch Crush on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Candy on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern and 10 p.m. Central, right? Yeah, Central.
Yeah.
Right. We'll be freshing at it. We're on Facebook, but you can go to our website, phonefantasyradio.com, for all information.
All righty. All right, ladies, thanks for calling into the show. Please stand by. All right, let me take a couple more of my callers real quick. You feel what I'm saying? All right?
Mm-hmm.
If y'all get your backgrounds, I'll leave y'all mics open since y'all my fellow BTR hosts.
Okay.
All righty. 910, what's popping? You're on K100 Internet Radio. Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966 is the number to dial. And hit the number one on the keypad if you want to holler at your boy, Blizzum. Now, 910, what's popping? You on air?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. Where is 910 at? Where is it at?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, oh, okay. I fucks with it. So, of course, you know, I don't know if this is your first time calling or not, but it's, besides we're talking about episode 99, you feel me, nothing to fear but fear itself, talking about, you know, keeping in the edition of Halloween, what the fuck has ever scared you, but also, it's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays on K100, and this is where we let you goddamn basically... go off on any motherfucking body who been getting on your motherfucking nerve. You seen any fuck shit, your boss been getting on your nerve, your baby mama, whatever. You can go ahead and we'll mash them for you.
Yeah.
Got anybody want to mash?
Yeah, but on the, before I say that, I was going to say, this your cousin friend, Eric.
Oh, you want Eric
on? So he put me onto the show, so I've been listening for a minute. So I know how things work. I just, you know, I've been doing some shit lately, so I ain't really got a chance to call in.
Okay,
I got something I wanna put out there, at least on the Mash Motherfucker Monday.
Go ahead.
Just under, you know, with the females, not even really females, but males too. But when you break up with somebody, you know, you can't expect for them not to move on and, you know, talk to other people, even on the friendly shit. Like, cause my girl got a little upset. You know, I was at the Dunkin' Donuts with another chick,
uh-huh.
And her uncle was there. That was the shit that was the catcher. Her uncle was there.
Uh-huh.
And he called her up and told her and everything, and, you know, she come texting me, oh, you are, we just broke up, and you out with another blah, da, da, da. I was like, look, man, that's, first of all, this is my high school friend, like,
uh-huh.
we ain't on the other side like
up.
That, like, I done already hit, yeah, we already broke up, so I'm saying.
Right, so that's it. Y'all broke up, you feel what I'm saying? First of all, the reason why I'm going to allow you to go ahead and mash your ass. Because, A, it ain't like you went to somewhere where you know she going. You went to a random Dunkin' Donuts and her uncle just happened to be there. Well, that wasn't your fault. It wasn't like you was trying to throw it in her face. You just happened to go to Dunkin' Donuts. Even if it was your friend or if you just came from the hotel room fucking her, it don't matter. It wasn't like you really just tried to hurt her feelings. Because at the even if y'all just broke up, because, like, niggas, you just went to a random public restaurant. So for her to even get upset about that, what the fuck is the problem? Like, you know what I'm saying? But I also want to mash her motherfucking uncle.
Yeah.
What kind of nigga call in and goddamn telling on a nigga? Who does that?
Yeah, with his telling ass.
Yeah, who does crazy.
That? Snitches.
And what the bad part about it is I was texting her at the time, and she asked me, like, what you doing? I was like, man, I'm at Dunkin' Donuts. I'm about to go to Dunkin' Donuts with a friend.
Uh-huh.
And it just so happened that when we walked in, he was in there. And
right.
She came at me with that, you know, it was chills, and then she came at me with that, oh, you only told me because, you know, you seen my uncle there. And I was like, I ain't had no reason to lie before anyway. It's like, nigga,
but
we ain't
you didn't have
no
to
more.
Tell her shit. You didn't have to tell her shit.
You didn't have to explain shit to her because y'all are broken up.
Yeah. That's the point. You had to explain shit to her. So we will, in fact, bash her.
Yeah.
And goddamn it, that's for a punk ass uncle. I don't like punk niggas. I don't like that shit. Did he know y'all was breaking up? Now, let me ask one question. Did the uncle know y'all was broken up?
Nah, I don't know that. I really don't.
Sometimes, family, even though cold the streets, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't have did it. But sometimes, if that's his little niece and he really love her like that right there and he think you out here cheating on his little niece, he might, you know, I don't know. You feel what I'm saying? But still, nigga, he's still a bitch for doing it.
Yeah.
Now, episode 99, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Come on, homie, give it to me. What's one time you've been scared shit that's really terrified?
Shit, I mean, as a little kid, I'm with Candy. Like, nigga, I watched It one night. But, man, I tried to take my ass to sleep, and I mean, I woke up in the middle of the night. I seen every shadow in the world. It looked like a clown. It was in there bugging out. I ain't gonna lie, I had to go and lay next to mommy and daddy.
Hell yeah.
I was shook about that. Like, that's the only movie to this day, I will not watch that movie. I don't like
right.
that shit.
Right.
No, to this day, hell, I don't go to carnivals. I don't go nowhere with clowns at.
Yeah,
man. What's up with, why are people scared of clowns? I don't get that fear.
Man.
So that clown, did you see that movie?
I saw it.
No, I was scared of clowns before that movie.
naturally just scared of clowns, just period. Just got a phobia of clowns. I'm like, what the fuck is a phobia of a clown? What the fuck? I never got that.
They're not happy. They're not happy. They got that fake ass smile on their face, like the fake ass fuck book people.
No, I wasn't ever scared of no clowns, but I seen the movie when I was little, and that shit just turned me off to them. Shit's like, I ain't want nothing to do with them. Well, yeah, he was fucking them little kids up.
Yeah, he was eating them and everything. I know the beginning of the movie,
that
and I didn't even see it.
That was a scary movie, and it wasn't even it was a TV movie at that. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was a TV movie. Like, I was like, damn, you for real? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was a scary ass fucking movie. I ain't gonna front. All right, I ain't bullshit.
I didn't like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh man, that shit go hard.
Shit like Texas, because you know it's crazy motherfuckers like that for real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People who goddamn, you know, cannibals living off in the woods and women.
Yeah.
No.
And my grandpa, he said he was staying right out there in Waco when all that was happening.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's really a true story. That motherfucker really was a crazy
mm-hmm.
dude. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that shit like that is, it'd be scary, too. What about any paranoid activity, caller, for the 910?
Nah.
And I'm going to go to the next one.
Nah, I ain't never had nothing to do with that.
You never thought you saw a ghost or seen something move across the room without nobody there? Shit,
I mean, I didn't think I saw it, but I ain't really read too much into it. I ain't try to make something out of nothing.
Right. You just ignored
it.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what used to scare me when I was a kid? Unsolved mysteries.
Because, nigga, that shit is true. That's a true story.
That shit is mad scary. That nigga's voice, he was scary. You turn up all the lights and watch that shit. That shit is
true. Yeah.
Mommy, well, I was saying, you wouldn't be scared if you wouldn't have so many demons.
That's what my voice say. Let me go
ahead
and scare you. She said, whatever you see, just say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm like, what is that going to do?
All right. Y'all stay in the line. Hey, caller, thanks for calling the show, man. Appreciate it. You feel what I'm saying? Just about this spot the show, man. We're going to be getting it in this week. All right? We're going to have a good week this week. All right, stay in the line. All right.
So, tomorrow's your anniversary?
Tomorrow's my 100th episode, and I have fucking no idea how I'm going to celebrate it. I got to be thinking, contemplating that all fucking night. So, I got to come up with something good. But tomorrow is, in fact, the 100th episode of K100. Congratulations to me. Almost 10,000 downloads and plays. I thought I was going to be able to break the 10,000 mark before I got to the 100th episode, but I'm about 500 short, and I don't know if this episode is going to get me 500 downloads. I doubt it. I don't know. I ain't talking about no pussy or no shit, like no fucking or no relationship drama. And if I ain't talking about that, niggas really don't want to listen to this shit. Nigga, if I'm talking some serious, like, last week killed me, because I was talking about some serious shit last week.
Yeah.
So of course, my shit went down. My stats went down because I was on some serious shit last week. And you know niggas. You know niggas.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. All right, Michigan girl. What's popping? And then Keisha F. And then I think that's the homie AJ. All right, so that's in the order. And I got some other people raising their hand, but I'm trying to get everybody. Welcome everybody to the show. K100 Internet Radio, man. You rocking with the best. I'm your host, Blizzum. 347-934-0966. Of course you know if you listen to my show. If you don't listen, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays.
Yeah.
Your chance to vent and get some shit off your motherfucking chest. And also, episode 99. Nothing to fear but fear itself. We're talking about some shit that had the hell scared, had you scared as fuck and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? This is Halloween this week. I'm trying to keep it in sync with that. So, Michigan Girl, thanks for calling the show. And a special shout out to Michigan Girl because she came out and supported me and my crew at Touch Lounge at our performance. Big props for that. I even put a motherfucking ass to work holding the camera.
What's up?
I ain't had nobody else to do it. But I appreciate you coming out, you know what I'm saying, supporting us and supporting the movement. You feel what I'm saying? That was what's up.
No problem.
Okay, so off the top.
Yeah!
Let me get it.
All right. Okay, look, Mash Motherfucking Monday. I'm finna mash them jealous, hating-ass bitches that was hating on me and my girls Friday night, and we had to go on and whoop their ass. And they thought I was going to jail in the back of the police car, so we gonna mash their ass.
Wait a minute, nigga. You a grown-ass motherfucking woman. What the fuck you doing fighting outside a club in the back of the police car and shit? 30-something years old. What the fuck wrong with you?
Man,
what happened, son?
Me and my girls, we just having a good time chilling, you know, drinking, getting our drink on, whatever. And one of my girls, her boyfriend, you know, he was there. And I guess either this chick used to like him, he used to fuck with her, whatever the case may be. She bumped my homegirl, and my homegirl was drunk, so she was like, oh, excuse me, because she thought she bumped the girl. So the other friend was like, oh, you ain't got to say shit to that bitch. Fuck that bitch. We'll whoop that bitch ass. So me and my other girl was like, wait, hold on. We ain't going to do all of that. Y'all tripping going on, and they kept talking shit, so we start coming up out of shoes and clothes and shit, and we got
oh, shit.
Now,
we was in DeKalb County, so of course we got put in the back of the squad cars and all that bullshit.
Damn it, man. Well, think about it. First of all, first question, did you win or lose?
We won. Well, shit, I won. Hell, how about that?
All right. What time for the champ? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no scars, no scrapes or bruises, right?
Nah, I thought I had a little bruise, but it wasn't nothing.
Okay. Okay, so
I cracked my nail, so I'm going to need that bitch to give me $3 because I need my nail fixed.
All right. before I move on, let me make sure I got this straight. Because it sounds like you just got into a motherfucking fight by your homegirl nigga. I just want to make sure I clarify that.
You got to fight.
Over a bitch that want to fuck your homegirl nigga. Right. Not your nigga. Your homegirl nigga.
Right. I was just trying to have my homegirl back because I wasn't going to let all them jealous, fake-ass fuck bitches jump on my homegirl. So, basically, you know, I'm going to have her back.
All right. Well, you know what? I like that. Don't go out with a bunch of motherfuckers and then the shit pop off and then you be the motherfucker goddamn running and shit. Then I have to mash your ass. So... God damn it, you know, that just means you ain't no punk bitch. One more time.
Right.
I fuck you. That's what's up. All right, moving right along. Episode 99, nothing to fear but fear itself. Let me hear it. What's the one time you really been scared as fuck?
Man, I ain't gonna even lie. I'm a little scary when it comes to some punk shit. So, I mean, I got a million stories about being scared, but I think... the worst time I was scared, like, just off some crazy shit, was in elementary school when they were doing the Bloody Mary thing. And it was around this time, like, around Halloween time. And they knew I was scared. So they was like, okay, we're going to go with you, and we're going to all stand in the mirror and do the Bloody Mary shit. Well, now, my ass didn't check all of the stalls in the bathroom, so somebody then snuck in there, and they in the stall. So we turn off all the lights, we do the Bloody Mary shit. And then they wait for a couple minutes. So I'm like, okay, everything's good. This heifer, I ain't gonna call her a bitch because we was young. This heifer jumped out the stall with this white makeup on her face and blood in the eye. I ran up out that hour crying. I was like, oh, fuck, y'all motherfuckers, I'm going home.
You're crying, shawty. You're crying.
I was crying because I was already scared and I let them talk me into this shit. So then after a minute after we did it and nothing happened, I was all right. So I was starting to calm down. And this heifer came out the stall screaming and white makeup and blood and shit. I was gone. I think that was the fastest I ever ran in my life. I was gone. Crying, tears streaming, yelling. So...
wow.
That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up. The Bloody Mary shit never scared me, man. I did it 5 times. Nothing ever happened. And Shay, with the stories that Shay told about the girl that was in our high school, they said, because me and Shay went to the same high school. And, that story, I heard that story 1,000 times. I never believed that, but I guess she had her own experience. I don't know.
I didn't believe it. I was just a little scared, and I wasn't trying to test the shit, but they talked me into testing it, so we all in there together, not knowing they finna play a trick on my ass, so.
Because they knew you were scared, motherfucker, that's why.
Listen, can I share one real quick, Lizzo?
Go ahead, Chris.
All right. The movie, 3 Men and a Little Baby.
Oh, that story.
I swear I seen it. I seen the little ghost in there, and I flipped out, and I was under the bed. Okay,
what's
3 Men and a Little Baby. One of the actors.
Something.
Yeah, it's a ghost of her son. there, in two of the different screens, you can see it. It's a picture of a little boy. He's wearing a little black jumper, and he has a top hat on. And he's standing when, you know, the mother comes in, and they have the white curtains, and he's standing right there. And he's also standing in the kitchen. And I seen it, and I tell you, I ran, and I would not come from under the bed.
I was trying to see it in the movie when I heard the legend. I was like, okay, let me try to see. I never saw it. I was trying to see it because I was trying to see if it was true.
I've seen it that one time. I will not watch that movie again, I tell you that much.
I never even heard of that shit. I don't know what the fuck y'all talk about.
Yeah,
it was
supposed to
like
be the actress. Her son had passed away. It's supposed to be the actress that was in it that paid the mother. It's supposed to be her son or something like that that passed away. And you can see his ghost or his reflection. But they said it's actually a cutout of Ted Danson,
what?
I think his name is.
Yeah, Ted Danson.
It's supposed to be a cutout
of
him
that
they had there. Yeah, he had a top hat on. But I'm telling you, it looked like a little boy. Yeah, I was under the bed.
I never heard that.
The Indian when they put the people in the graveyard and they came back.
The Pet Cemetery?
Pet Cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Pet Cemetery was scary as a motherfucker. That little fucking kid, when he came back, the little
that
kid
was
wicked.
Scary.
That was the part that got
me.
Yeah. The little kid was scary as a
motherfucker.
Yeah,
and see,
yeah.
You know what? I need to quit talking about that because I'm out here in the country too. I need to talk about that.
You're in the middle of nowhere where shit absolutely happens just like that.
Hey.
You got Facebook. You got no way to talk to nobody. Ugh.
Hey, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
That means you should be one of them friends to go whoop that person ass, whoever.
Oklahoma, nigga, your ass. All right. Okay, Alvina, before I go to this, I got Keisha, AJ, and I got to them. Before I go, Alvina, any paranormal activity you ever experienced? The ghost? You ever thought you saw a ghost? Thought you saw a ghost? I mean, really, like, for real. Not nobody scared, like, for real. You felt a presence, a paranormal presence.
Yeah, when I was about 13 or 14, my great-grandmother passed away in the house we lived in when I was 12. So when I was about 13 or 14, you know, I'm going downstairs. Because my bedroom was upstairs to get something out the kitchen. And it's late at night. I'm supposed to have an ass in the bed. And I'm sneaking down there trying to get something to drink, whatever the hell I was doing. And my great-grandmother had this favorite rocking chair that she used to sit in. So on my way to the kitchen, I could see the living room, and I saw the chair rocking. But I'm, you know, thinking, oh, my great-grandfather probably was sitting in it, thinking about her, missing her, whatever. So he just got up. So you know how you get up out the chair, and it's still moving.
Uh-huh.
So I come back from the kitchen after I've been in the kitchen for about 2-3 minutes, and the chair is still rocking. So I'm standing there, and I'm watching this chair rock, and not like rock like somebody just got out of it. I mean, it's just literally rocking like somebody is sitting in it. So by this time, I'm scared, and shit, I can't move because I'm just looking at this chair rocking, and I can't move. And my grandmother happened to come down the stairs. She said something, just told her to come downstairs, and I'm standing there like stuck, can't move nothing. And she looked, and she see the chair rocking, and she just grabbed me, and we ran upstairs. And for a while, she wouldn't talk about it, and I was like, did I really see what I thought I saw? And she was like, yeah, but let's not talk about it no more.
Wow, that's sort of scary. I'll give you that. I'll give it to you. I would have been screaming.
I mean, I never thought I would be so scared that I couldn't run, but literally I was stuck in that spot. I could not move.
Paralyzed with fear.
Right, I was just stuck, couldn't move, just stuck. It was crazy. And so after that, of course, now my scary movie that because of the, and there were some other things that happened in the house that I won't get into because I know you got other callers. But after all of that, I can't watch, like, Poltergeist now when they be talking about stuff in the house, and I just can't do it.
All right, but that's scary as a motherfucker. But, I mean, you know, that could have been grandma's presence. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? She had just, you know what I'm saying? You know, might not cross all the way.
I bet she ain't go back for no more water, though. I bet she stayed in that bed.
You know what? For a long time, I wouldn't go downstairs at night without somebody with me.
Right. But you know, it wasn't gonna be nothing. It was gonna be an evil presence. If it was a presence, she wasn't gonna do nothing to you. She didn't want to leave her house.
I know.
Sometimes people spirit thing around like that.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
It was just scary to know. I mean, of course, I knew it was my great grandma. She loved me, you know, if it was her spirit. But it was just scary to, you know, just actually see it still.
Yeah, I would have been. Oh, don't get it wrong. I'd have been scared as a motherfucker. Hell yeah. Hey, hell yeah. That's scary as fuck. All right. Going to the next caller. Stay on the line if you can. All right.
All right.
347-934-0966. Hi, all of you people out there that's on the line just listening, laughing, talking about people. Ha, ha, ha. Them scary motherfuckers. Well, I'm mashing your punk ass. You won't hit the number one and tell your scary story like you ain't never been scared before. Fuck you think you is. You ain't tough. You ain't hard. All right. Keisha L. And then AJ. What's poppin', baby?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. What it do? All right. Of course you know the drill. Yeah. Let's hear it.
I don't really have anybody to mash today, but I'm going to go ahead and mash Tom.
No, wait a minute.
I know I'm having a phone call later this week. They're going to piss me off. So.
Keisha. This is like third mashing motherfucking Monday in a row that you just been, you ain't had no problems. You ain't had no issues.
There was one week recently that we didn't even mash nobody. I had to go on Facebook and mash them.
Oh, yeah, last week it was because I was talking about some serious shit. I think that's when it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was
in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You're right. You're right.
Let me see. I could probably mash my coworker just because she's fake, and I really just don't appreciate her. But, you know.
Well, I think.
Whatever.
She still talking about your afro and your hair being nappy because you ain't got no perm?
Yeah. Always. Right. Always.
I go ahead and mash for her. Just don't.
Seriously?
Keisha's hair is all natural. You know what I'm saying? She's got the all natural look, and so I guess one of her coworkers doesn't like that. Think she's nappy headed or whatever because she doesn't have a perm. She doesn't understand what Keisha's doing. So, and she's black, right?
Is it?
Yeah, she's black.
Yeah, she's black. She has a problem with Keisha's natural hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all need to match her again.
Match her again.
Just for being black.
For me.
Just to be a black and not understand it. Just match her.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We've been through this with this woman. She's an older woman. She's probably one of those people from back in the day who was real color struck and all that kind of, you know. We've been through this with Keisha. We know about
it. Hush.
All right, Keisha. You ready? Episode 39.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Let me see. That whole It thing and Pennywise, I never saw it just because I heard people talking about it. So I never seen any of that. What else? You were talking about the show Unsolved Mystery.
Yeah.
I can't watch that. I'm just scary like that. What else is there?
What about something that happened to you personally, like literally happened to you personally?
I'm about to get to it. I'm trying to think of like stuff that went on as a kid. Like my uncle would always... He would, like, go outside and flip the lights on and off in the house while we were all in there. He would do stupid stuff like that. But as a grown-up, I just got to nursing school, and one of my very first patients, she was my age now. She was 31, and she had abdominal surgery, and she had a stroke on the table.
Hold on. Say that again. You went out, Keisha. Say that again.
Uh-oh. Okay. One of my very first patients, after I graduated nursing school, she was 31, my age now, and she had abdominal surgery. And she had a stroke on the table. So they brought her to our floor after surgery. Her surgeon was notorious for being mean, nasty to anybody who was standing next to him. If you were standing by him, you got it. So anyway, she happened to be my patient. She was sitting up in the chair. Her family was in there. She had a lot of support because, you know, this whole thing happened to her while she was so young. Whatever. She had a feeding tube down her nose. She was very, very unresponsive for the majority of the time. So we're trying to help her back into the bed from the chair. And what happens, her feeding tube comes out of her nose. I'm about to really kill this woman because she has no way of communicating. She has no other way of being fed. And this woman's feeding tube is, like, not even in her nose. I'm trying to stuff it back in. It's coming out of her mouth. I was scared shitless, seriously. And y'all know I don't cuss. But I was scared. I had to page the surgeon, have him come back up to the floor. And you better understand, I was sweating bullets because this man cussed me out to the point where our nurse supervisor told me to just go sit down. You just go sit down. Don't you touch nobody else. You go sit down. And that was the scariest thing that's ever happened to me in my life, in my career.
Well, yeah, I you know what, Keisha? Almost killing somebody, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty scary when you almost kill somebody. I have to give you that. That's pretty scary. That's why I don't want to be in the medical field. I don't want any parts. Yeah. I don't want to do that. I don't want to have people's life in my hand like that. Nah, I'll pass. That's scary. That's real life scary.
That's real life scary.
That's real life scary.
Bottom line with everybody.
Mm.
So, that was it.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, I'll take that. What about, did you play Bloody Mary?
No. Mm-mm.
You didn't play Bloody Mary? What did you go to Bay High or Rutherford?
And I watched the door from the outside. If y'all come running out screaming, I know what happened.
You're so scary.
No.
You're so scary.
I'll take that. I'm so scared.
What about any paranormal activity? And I'll go to the next caller. Any ghosts?
No.
Any apparitions? Nothing?
No. My grandma prayed over us too hard.
Oh, for real?
For real. Like, through the night, we would wake up to her praying over us.
Damn, that was scary right there. Damn,
praying
over me and shit. I don't know what the hell you're doing. That is scary.
Okay. No, it didn't scare us. It didn't scare us. I always felt like it was
nobody
a good
standing
thing.
Over
I to her,
I don't...
Like, putting olive oil over my head and just all kinds of stuff.
Oh, no. Hell no. You can do that shit when I'm woke. Do it when I'm woke. I don't want nobody standing over me when I'm asleep. I don't like waking up and you standing over me. I don't give a shit who you is. No. Grandma, no. No. I don't play that shit. I don't like that. All right, Keisha. Let me go ahead and take the rest of these damn calls. All right.
All right.
Stay on the line. Okay. AJ.
What's good, homie?
What's happening, homie? Let's call the show. I said, what's poppin', man? Of course you know this drill. You've been on here long enough. Now UK 100 family. Mashing motherfucker Mondays. Let me hear it.
All right. Well, let me just jump right into this shit, man. First of all, I like to smash these old faggot-ass niggas who really think they fucking females and walk around with fucking weave in their head and fucking padded bras and ass shorts and fucking sandals with their toes done and they face look like they still had the fucking 5 o'clock shadow.
Ooh! How you just don't talk about my family like that?
You know what I'm saying? All those bullshit, man.
How you just talking about my family like that?
I just want to tell you, I want a mask on the motherfucker, man, because don't, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, motherfucker, you still got a dick. You don't get no period at the end of the month. You don't get no none of that bullshit. And don't think that you, for 1 second, are a real woman and try to fight a real woman, then you're a fucking fag. You're a man. Get off the gas, man. That's real talk. I seen that shit on the, hey, man, mask the fuck out of him about 50 times, man.
I'm going to put y'all in the category of Facebook.
For real. I got to do that, man. Let me tell you something
about that. I seen one time, man, you know, they call this motherfucker Gay TL. There's so many gay people here, dog. But one thing about it, like with guys don't really have a problem with gay females for some reason. They don't bother us. Gay women don't bother me. You feel what I'm saying? But gay men... Yeah, but gay men bother the fuck out of me in there, cause that's cause I'm a straight guy. I seen this one time. You know they had the gay pride parade, and then they block all the streets off, so you gotta like kind of maneuver around that motherfucker when it's downtown. I had to fucking go downtown one time, and it was a gay pride parade going on. Nigga, I swear to God, I seen a nigga. This nigga looked like he fresh off the motherfucking chain game, muscles big as a motherfucker, like he might be a linebacker. This fucker had a lime green mini skirt on with some lime green pumps. With a goddamn blonde wig on, this nigga black as car, like goddamn Ocho Six black nigga. Nigga cut the fuck up. I'm like, how confused is this nigga? Cause you cut the fuck up and looking like a goddamn He Man figure, like you want to be a man. Lime green, a lime green
nigga.
Lime green.
Smash
with a blonde wig. I had seen it all. At that point, I had seen it all. I was like, you know what? Cause he's so confused. Like if you want to be a female and dress like a female, why the hell you got all these damn muscles, nigga? Why you working out and shit? You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy to me. I've never understood that right there. I never understood it. All right, AJ, episode 99. I know you probably went screaming like a bitch, but I couldn't find the gas screen. Anyway, give me install. When have you really been terrified and really just been scared as a motherfucker?
Man, shit. I mean, I grew up in Fifth Ward, man, so it's been a million of them, man. So, you know,
yeah.
I mean, the shit that really fucked with me, man, is I was rolling one night with my cousin. We about to hit the club. I just got back from the service. You know what I'm saying? We about to go ball out. You know? So we went about bottles and everything. I'm on one of them good paths, one of them good widgets, one of them good XOs for those that don't know the ring going down south. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling hard in the motherfucker. We about to go get some more tabs. You know what I'm saying? To re-up. We go to the coast. You know what I'm saying? Out here in the ward. And I see one of my partners when we pull up. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what's up to him and shit? He's like, what up, man? He take my hand and shit. He go back to his motherfucking apartment. And all of a sudden, him and like five or six niggas come out, and they just come out dumping. I'm like,
Damn. What the fuck?
You know, I'm like, what the fuck going on? I said, but at the whole time, my car right in front of his apartment. So while they dumping, they shooting around my fucking car at some niggas that just ran into the apartment. Man, that shit fucked me up, man. I swear, I thought me and all my cousins was going to be gone in the fucking car. But you know, the funny part about the shit, I had a Mac under the seat, and my guy had a nine in the hand, but I was still scared shitless. I'm like, what the fuck?
One thing about it, because dog, it's natural, because when it pop off, see, it caught you by surprise. It ain't like you was going over there ready for war, because you would have been ready. You would have been expecting that. But when you get caught off guard, like, that shit will freeze you up.
I'm going to get fucked up and go to the club and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just fresh out the Navy. I haven't seen killing going on for a whole motherfucking 5 years. You know what I'm saying? I ain't expecting that shit when I go to the hood and get fucked up and get ready to go out. Goddamn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of scary. What about any paranormal activity? You ever seen anything paranormal, ghosts, dead people, anything? You ever seen anything like that?
People won't believe me, man, but I promise you, man. I know, it's a vivid memory in my head, man. My great-grandmother passed away, you know what I'm saying, and we ended up moving in her house because we stayed two doors down from her, you know. So we ended up staying in the crib, and I was sleeping on the couch one night. She had this, I don't even know how to describe what kind of couch this was. This shit was like patent leather, fucking flowers and shit on it or whatever, and that was her favorite couch. She always slept on that couch whenever we was over there. So, you know, I'm sleeping on the couch one night, and I had to be like 11 or 12 years old. This was after she passed. And I woke up one morning, you know, because I felt this cold, like, feeling around my ankles, and I know I was covered up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I tried to keep my eyes closed. I didn't really believe in ghosts and shit like that. I thought that shit was just an urban myth. So, you know, I mean, I'm feeling this cold-ass touch on my ankles, and I wake up, and it's this blue-ass image of my great-grandmother. Now, when I say I almost pissed off the couch, and this is my great-grandmother. I love my great-grandmother. I almost pissed off the couch. I kind of peed on myself a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I kept smiling and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? I kept smiling and shit because it was my great-grandmother, you know what I'm saying? Because she was smiling at me. But that shit scared the fuck out of me, and don't nobody in my family believe that. Nobody.
Huh?
Not even my mom and my grandma believe that shit.
Nobody believes shit like that. They actually are there and they witness it. Like Alvina said, you feel me? You know, she's got some backup to her story because somebody was sitting right there watching it with her. But a lot of times, nobody never really believes the shit. You feel me? That's one thing about, like, whenever you see some paranormal shit and you by yourself, you feel what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you know what you saw, but you half of the time, I don't even tell people certain things because I know I don't want them to think I'm like crazy or I don't want them to laugh at me and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Because I done seen some shit myself and I just keep it to myself, man. Because like one thing about it, can't nobody tell me aliens don't exist because I done seen them myself. You feel what I'm saying? Literally seen a UFO, like literally seen one. I saw one with my own two eyes, but I don't even talk about stuff like that. But people be wondering why I watch all these A&E Discovery Channel type shits about space shit, because I know they there, motherfucker. I'm just waiting for them to goddamn reveal themselves, because I've seen the motherfuckers with my own eyes. But when I tell people the shit, they be like, ha ha, they think I'm like tripping, they think I'm lying. But I'm like, yeah, fucker, for real. Like when I was, I give my story while I got you on the phone, while I got the people listening. I was in the military, you feel what I'm saying? I was in the Adriatic Sea, all right? we was in darkened ship. If you know what that means, everybody got to turn all the lights off and shit.
Red
you know what I'm saying? We trying to hide from whoever out there. We don't want them to know we there, and we trying to goddamn catch them up or whatever. So we go to darkened ship. Now I was on what you call watch, which is outside. I was on a amphib class ship, which is the only ship small. I mean, the only ship bigger than my ship is an aircraft carrier, but it's still a big ship with a flight deck.
I know what you're talking about.
All right, I'm on the back. I got back watch, aft watch. I'm watching. You feel me? I'm chilling. We had dark.
I hate aft watch, man.
I can't see shit. I can't see my hand in front of my face. No moon, no light, no nothing. Pitch black. All of a sudden, man, I see the brightest light you can really imagine. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I say probably within. Looking at it, it could have been no more than a mile away. Pop up when it. It didn't. So you know how you see light? If you know anything about physics, when you see light and you see it far off, you can see it as it comes and it approaches. The light literally came out of nowhere, mid-sky, you feel me? Shot up. When I tell you shot up vertically, 180 vertically, up, super, super, duper, duper high until it just disappeared. You feel what I'm saying? It just came in right there. It just came up out of nowhere. I'm looking right at it. It came out of nowhere. It didn't come from any angle. It didn't gradually gain luminance as it got closer or farther. Nothing. It just came on and shot 180 degrees up to the sky so fast. It couldn't have been a plane. No plane moves that fast. I'm on a fucking goddamn. I'm on a ship with Harrier jets. I know how fast a jet can move. There's no way a helicopter moved that fast. There's no, and even if it was, there's no way I would have not heard because it wasn't that far away. I couldn't see the object, but just the light was so blinding. When it showed itself and then shot straight up at that speed, I knew it couldn't have been nothing that mankind made. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? And the next day, when I was supposed to be on watch, on the bridge to do the drive. It was my turn to do the steer the ship. They wouldn't let me up there. They changed my watch. They had a first class petty officer up there instead of normally have a seaman up there. You feel what I'm saying? All kind of shit just changed the next day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why don't no fucking first class stand watch? You know what I'm saying? But whatever it was, or whatever they knew, or whatever happened last night, they knew, and they didn't want nobody. You know, without no rank, being on the bridge, while they was discussing whatever the fuck they was discussing. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I saw that with my own two eyes. You feel what I'm saying? Man, I saw that shit. I left that motherfucker. Motherfuckers asked me why I leave watch. I ain't give a fuck. I ain't going back there. You know what I'm saying?
You know what they say, Bism? If you drink that seawater, you get paranoid.
I ain't drink no seawater. I didn't. You know what I'm saying? And can't nobody tell me to this day that aliens don't exist. Before I saw that, I would laugh at people would say, I would not laugh, but I would, you know, I always kind of been scientific. But until I saw that with my own two eyes, I'm the worst motherfucker that could have happened to. Because when I saw that with my own two eyes, the way my brain operates, now.
Yeah.
No, because when I saw that, that started to make me question God, religion, everything. You feel what I'm saying?
I believe
it. Dog, my whole perspective about life changed. You feel what I'm saying? About what do I believe we came from and everything. I ain't never watched the Discovery Channel or none of that shit up until that point. After that, that's all I watch now. I don't watch bullshit TV. I watch shit, science, and, you know, shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? Because I know what the fuck I saw. It changed me totally as a person. You feel what I'm saying? Real talk. So, that's my story. That's probably the scariest I ever been. And that shit just left me. I was kind of like Alvina. I couldn't do shit when I saw it. I went inside, man. I was shook. I stood inside the doorway. It was dark. I just stood there. You know what I'm saying? For a minute, got my composure, man. I went back to my burger, nigga. I ain't go back to watch. I was like, fuck that. I ain't going back out there. I don't know what the fuck it was. I ain't want to get snatched up. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, nah. And then, like I said, the next, everything was kind of funny style on the bridge. So take it for what it's worth, dog. True story. You feel what I'm saying? True story.
What's up?
Real talk. That's my motherfucking story. It scared the shit out of me. All right. So, now stay on the line. My homegirl Shay hit the number one real quick. Hold on, AJ. I'm going to go to Shay because she had hit the number one a while ago. I think she wanted to say something else. And then I see somebody else on the line. Hold on. Shay.
See you, sir.
Hey, I wanted to chime in on something else.
Go ahead.
Hello? Hey there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, when you were talking about the Mary Worth, that was for real. I did never really believed in that thing until it happened to me, and that was for real. But I had thought of a situation that I had wanted to share with everybody that scared the hell out of me. I don't know why I had forgot about it. I was on vacation with one of my girlfriends, like, over in, I think we was in Kentucky. And, you know, we had separate hotel rooms, whatever. I'm laying in bed in a deep sleep, and something just forced. It felt like something just, like, went through me. I can't even describe it, this feeling. It was just like, and it, like, woke me up out of the bed. I sat straight up in the bed and, like, looked around and was, like, scared to death. Nothing, I mean, I don't know what it was. It just felt like something like you see in the movies, like when something like just zoomed through somebody. That's what it felt like. And the next day, I was so terrified. I was like, Tanya, oh my God, you will not believe what happened to me last night. And would you believe she said the same thing happened to me? And after that, we never spoke about it again, ever. Until right now.
Until right now.
It was the weirdest thing, because our rooms were like back to back. And I'm just like, what the hell? I mean, yeah, that was like some scary shit right there. I can't even believe that I had like blocked that out of my mind.
Oh, yeah. We tend to block shit out that scares like that. You ever seen The Exorcism of Emily Rose?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, cool. That fucking movie's fucking scary as hell, ain't it?
Yeah.
When that motherfucking bitch gets us, when that motherfucker climb on her ass and when she in that bed the first time, I can imagine no shit like that. I mean, yeah.
My
crazy
grandma
saw
it. She's like, that's all she needed, to get ass whooping.
Why the fuck do all people always say they want to just tell us you? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
They literally
want
to beat the hell out of you. That's why.
I don't know what's up with that. Why do they always say that? You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I mean,
my mama used
to
say that.
Ruby, were you allowed to celebrate Halloween growing up?
Mm-hmm.
You was?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom, even though it was religious, had no problem with you going trick or treating and stuff? I grew up in a household where I was not allowed to go trick or treat.
No, I mean, they didn't, you know, stop that. They didn't stop us from going. I mean, we didn't stay out like the rest of the kids did. We had trick or treat during the daytime.
My mom then would not even let me go. They, if the church was having something or whatever, I could go, but they would not live in. And the whole thing was, I say that because I'm going to get ready to open back up the line. 347-934-0966. I'm going to go back and answer some of the people who's already hit the number ones. I got about six people on here that's just kind of listening that maybe they can't. As soon as I said that, one of them hit the number one. Oh, it's my homegirl, LL. Hold on, Shay, we'll put you on mute. LL, what's poppin', babe?
What's going on? You know you went to the Hallelujah Festival.
I know. That's all I could do, remember?
I know, right?
I said, go trick-or-treating and shit, you know, unless I trick my mom into let me spend the night at my grandma's house, and then I did. I snuck out of
there. Well, you
and
did
had,
it
and
like when you
own,
stayed at the grandma's house.
Look, I had to make my own homemade Halloween costume because my mama didn't want to buy me one of the shit, so I was tearing up sheets and making up my own homemade shit.
Was
you
a ghost every year?
I was making myself. I'm making my own Halloween costume. All pieces of my cousin's Halloween costume.
Yeah, crazy as a coach every year because you got a sheet and you can cut some holes in it.
Right. Fucking embarrassing.
No, I feel you, though. That's what it was.
Fucking embarrassing. Okay. Well, thanks for calling the show. Mash a motherfucker Monday. Yeah! Got anything for me?
Nah, I ain't got nothing.
You know, y'all, you people with y'all hunky dory, perfect little worlds.
Don't hate. What'd you mash today, though?
Well, I mashed a couple things. I mashed Comcast today with Shay because I can mash up anything.
Yeah, no, Comcast don't even count no more because you forever mashed them.
What else did I mash today? I didn't even really get mine in, did I? I'm gonna have to do that before. I gotta think of me a real good one. I think I did mash something. I just forgot what it was. I always got some fucking issues, but I just don't like motherfuckers.
Well, you need to mash them. You need to mash them, or you're living a hunky dory life too if you don't mash them. So me.
I mashed Facebook for my homegirl Ruby. I miss her on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I mashed Facebook because they deleted my homegirl page because she.
Them again. No, they didn't delete Ruby Page.
Again. It's Ruby.
Mess
I told
them again.
Yeah, they deleted her page.
They is wrong for that. Ruby, what you was talking about? I don't even know.
I wasn't talking about nothing. I wasn't talking about nothing. You know, I shouldn't have put that man eating that woman's pussy on.
Maybe that was it, Ruby.
Ruby, you know that you know Facebook can't, you cannot be censored and Facebook can't have all of that.
You know, now it's the motherfucking haters that want to come and be all nosy and see what the fuck we're talking about.
and they want to tag mm-hmm. every fucking thing that we say and what we put up.
That's yeah. what it is. Y'all done got bigger than Facebook. Y'all knew that was coming. You know, success does that.
Well, go ahead. Okay. Episode 99, LL. I know you
okay.
got some so scary ass.
You know, right? I'm
right.
scared of everything. Okay, but I'm going to try to get a good one for you. Okay, so may she rest in peace, my ex-mother-in-law, or my mother-in-law, because she wasn't my ex-mother-in-law when she passed. So she came to visit me one night after she passed, and I'm laying in the bed with my ex-husband, and, like, I was pregnant with my daughter at the time, so I would always lay with my belly to his back. And so after she passed and we were in PC for the funeral and everything, you know, we knew she had passed and we're laying there. And I wake up because I can sense her in the room with us. And when I do, I wake up and I clench my eyes really, really tight. But then I open them thinking that I'm going to be looking at the back of his back. But instead her face transforms and comes to the back of his back, and I am screaming my head off. Like, I am crying. I am in tears. This is the scariest thing I've ever seen. And he wakes up. He's like, what's wrong? So I told him. I'm like, Mama's here. Mama's here. He's like, calm down. Go back to sleep. So make a long story short, we go back to sleep, or he goes back to sleep, and I see him in his sleep lift the covers up as if to let somebody in the bed. And then the bed, like, you could feel the body weight. You could feel the bed go down. Well, wake up the next morning, and the covers are all over the place. And whenever we would sleep, you know, we would never, like, mess up the bed like that. Like, you could pretty much just pull the covers, and the bed's made up again. But the covers are all over the place. Like, I'm under the sheet. He's under the comforter. It's just, like, a mess. Like, covers are everywhere. So I don't say anything about that part of it. And then later on in the day, he tells me that, you know, he had a dream that his mom got in the bed with him. And I tell him, no, you wasn't dreaming, because I saw you physically lift the sheets up as if you were letting somebody in the bed with you, and I felt the body weight.
I would have had to leave his ass.
But, yeah, well, we're divorced now, but, yeah, that's my scary story.
Get mom into bed. Fuck that. You gotta draw a line.
That's my scary story. Yeah.
That's pretty fucking scary right there. That's
I would have left as soon as I saw him sleep and lift up the covers.
I'm
like watching this
face
go on. I'm watching this go on. Like, I'm not asleep. I'm watching this go on. And then I made a point not to say anything because I wanted to see if he would say something. So when he did tell me that, I was like, wow. So, but that doesn't end it because, like, his little brother ended up moving in with us back in Maryland. And then I would always, like, I would wake up in the middle of the night, I would feel her for a while, not for the duration, but for a while, I would feel her in the apartment. And, I would wake up and I would see this bright light in the hallway, but she never came to our room because I remember before she passed, I had told her, I said, May, don't come see me because you're going to scare me. And she was like, if I scare you, I won't come see you. So after that first time when she scared the living crap out of me, I never saw her again. I would just feel her presence, and it was like her presence would stop at the door before my room, which is where her son was sleeping, his younger brother. And she would never come back to our room. And I was good with that as long as she didn't come into my room. I was good with that. But, yeah, craziness, crazy, crazy.
So that's paranormal. That's paranormal and
so that's
freaky.
The
and all that
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
I'm going to rebuke my mother-in-law. I know who it was.
I rebuke everybody. I don't care who you are.
Hold on.
Ruby said they got the ghost. She don't care.
Yeah. You got to get the hell out of here and see the me or you.
Do you let your kids celebrate Halloween, Ella?
I do. If they want to get dressed up, I typically have a rule. I used to have a rule that no, like, blood and gore or whatever. My son's 15, and I think since he was, like, 13, it was whatever they wanted to do. I mean, it's not that serious.
Right.
They go to church on Sunday, so it's not that serious.
I always question that people who make a big deal about their kids celebrating Halloween or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That was like a side note question to the topic today. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Being as I grew up in a household where it was a big deal about not doing it, Even like right now, my mom will say a little slick stuff to me about the fact that I let my kids celebrate Halloween, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna put them through that shit you put me through. You know what I'm saying?
You need to
fucking
stop
it. Retarded.
Yeah, my grandparents like that.
Because all my kids want to do is just put on a little Spider-Man, and my daughter wants to be a princess, and they want some damn candy. And I'm not gonna tell them no, Ma. I'm not going to tell them no, Ma.
Exactly. I mean, I understand, like, if you're telling them, like, the true meaning of it and you're letting them celebrate it, that if you're telling them the true meaning of Halloween and they are excited about the true meaning and they want to celebrate it, then, yeah, you're raising some little devil children. You the devil and you raising some little Satans. But if it's just about the fun and the candy, then it's about the fun and the candy.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm going to mute you now. I think somebody's going to raise their hand. All right. Is that you in the back? Ray, what are you doing, Ruby?
Sorry, I dropped something.
Okay. Michigan girl, did you hit the number one again?
I did, because LL Story, man, I thought I was the only one. I wasn't going to tell y'all this.
Hello?
I think y'all was... Hello?
I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hold on a second. Let me try to open your mic back up again.
Hello?
Damn it, which one of y'all damn mamas done hung up my damn call?
Who, what?
I just got disconnected.
I was wondering what the hell was going on.
I thought it was me. I thought I got disconnected.
I just got a perfectly good internet signal.
Hey, you know what? I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I'm getting off this phone.
There you go.
I didn't hear anything that you just said, Alvin. Go ahead and say that again. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't going to tell y'all this story because I really didn't think y'all would believe me. But since LL told her, I told y'all a lot of stuff happened in this house. So I was upstairs in my bed one night, and my door was open because I used to have a habit of sleeping with my door open. Don't ask me why. And I saw this, like, white figure coming towards me. And I'm like, what the hell? So I jumped under the cover, and I'm like, okay. So I peeked. And it's still coming, like, in the door, in the room. So I'm under the cover. What I thought the cover was going to do, I don't know. But at the end of the bed, I feel the cover raising up, and I start feeling cold air on my feet. I start screaming, I'm like, Lord Jesus, help me, Lord. I start praying. I start hollering, crying. And then it just, like, went away and back down the stairs. And I just was too. I couldn't sleep for the rest.
Why are you staying in that damn house? What the hell is wrong with you? Why would you stay there?
I was like 13, 14. Where was I going to go? This is where I live. This is where my grandma lived. I live with my grandma.
Fuck that shit.
I would have found me a new family.
I did leave for a little while. I went and moved in with one of my friends, but, you know, then I came back, so...
I do feel, I will tell everybody listening, I do feel like I can be spiritually connected more than most. I do feel presence of other things. I can feel, I don't know if it's, you know, the kinetic energy, I guess, the energy that they have, you know what I'm saying? I can feel it a lot of times, even if I don't see it. I can feel when I'm in the presence. I can, even when it's real people, I can feel people close to me without even having to see, hear, or smell them. I can feel their energy.
Can you
feel
me?
So when I, not through the phone. Not through the phone. You know what I'm saying? In the physical, I'm like that. I'm like that. And I don't know if everybody feels that kind of way. I don't know if everybody has those feelings or those chills or those feelings of someone else in the room or something in the room with you. But I have it often. You know, don't know what it is, but hey, you know. Hold on, LL's hitting the number one. LL's keep pressing number one. She must want to say something. Yes.
Yeah, so you know I'm going to keep pressing it too. But no, you can feel those evil presences on the phone too, because you remember you had that crazy caller. I forget what show it was, but she felt like pure hate.
What are you talking about? The one girl who was like, she don't like black people and all that kind of stuff?
Yes. She felt like pure hate and negativity, and you can't tell me you didn't feel that.
I thought the bitch was just crazy. I mean, this whole crazy. You know what
I'm like, my Facebook friends all on the phone.
I felt that. She just felt like pure negative energy just coming in. It was just seeping through the lines. But I feel you on that feeling. Spirits and just being and you don't be wanting to be in connection with that. You don't be wanting to have that connection. That's like the worst thing ever to be able to have that connection. But I do have a question, because I used to get like really weirded out about being around old furniture, antique furniture, and my grandma finally told me one day why I felt that way. Do you know why?
I don't know why.
Why? Because apparently antique wood holds spirit.
Oh,
it's like a holding space. It's like a holding platform. It's, you know, it's they get entrapped in it.
What? You don't have to get rid of your furniture.
No, we don't buy antique furniture. We're not rebuking the furniture.
I ain't getting rid of nothing.
Hold on a second, y'all. I'm going to open up Shay and, I only got 9 minutes left, so I'm going to open up Shay's mic and, Keisha's mic, because they hit the number one. I think they want to say something. Yes, lady.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. I remember that crazy behind caller that LL was just talking about. And I'm
didn't you feel it?
Me too. I did. Like, I had to get up and, like, walk around my house and, like, wave my hand. I'm scared.
Yes.
I couldn't take it. It was awful. She was crazy.
I mean, I felt like she was crazy. I don't know if I felt like she was an evil spirit, but I remember thinking that this bitch must be crazy or possessed. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with her?
That would be the same thing. She just had this, like, negativity that was just seeping through your phone lines. And it was just like, wow, because I called your show in a good mood. And as soon as I heard her voice and what she was saying, it's like my whole mood changed. And I'm like, you need to disconnect her.
I was like, please just take her out.
Right.
I was like, you need to hang
delete.
I'll tell y'all another story that just happened to me about 2 weeks ago, a real quick one. And I don't know if this is just an instance of possession or just a crazy motherfucker. You feel me? Because sometimes people can just be crazy. Sometimes they can be possessed. But I was driving up. I had gotten off work a couple of weeks ago. And it's like 6 in the morning. I worked the night shift. And I was getting off work and I was driving. And this white guy was driving next to me in the pickup. It was a white guy, older white guy. He had 2 kids in the car, 2 small kids. Maybe the age of my daughter, my son. You know, maybe 7, 10 years old. He'd be driving. You feel me? And I got to meet somebody background. Who's that?
It ain't me.
Might be.
Hold on. Is that Ruby? Okay.
Nah, I had my phone muted. What's up?
Okay. No, I was trying to see. I sort of kept hearing some background noise. But anyway. Oh, no, that was Keisha. All right. But I was driving, you know what I'm saying, and I pulled up next to the guy. And he was on the highway, you know, 75 major highway. And he looked over at me, and he looked at me, and he just started shaking his head, like, you know, just looking like shaking his head, and like he was talking to me. You feel me? And so I was going faster than him. He sped past my pace, and he didn't speed by me. He sped up towards me. I'm on the far speed, high speed lane. He's in lane, and he's just looking over. And I look at him, and he looked like he's just talking to me, like he's trying to tell me. Like, you know how you may think somebody's singing a song, but because you can't hear what they're saying, but he's looking directly at me in my eyes as he's, like, saying these words. Look like he's singing. So we get off, and he gets off at my exit. So at my exit, when you get off, you stop. There's 2 lanes right there for the light. I stop right there, and the guy pulls up next to me, and he's looking at me. So and he looks like he's talking, and he's, like, looking at me, like, shaking his head, like, yeah, you. I'm talking to you. And I'm like, so I roll my window down. I'm like, you know, I'm like, telling him, what are you saying? You feel me? I'm thinking maybe he's telling me some shit. I don't know what the fuck is going on. He rolls the window down, and he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, he's just saying some crazy, whacked out shit. Like, early in the morning, I see all these demons. I'm looking at him like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And I'm looking at his kids, and his kids are sitting there looking, like, scared as fuck. I almost wanted to, because I don't even know if he was going to go home and fucking kill his kids or anything. You feel what I'm saying? Like, literally, because it was so weird that he was doing the way he was talking. I really felt fear for the children because I'm like, dude, might really have a mental problem, and they don't tell him what he's about to go do to these kids if they're his kids. I don't know if he's kidnapping or what. I don't know, but he's really talking to me like he's possessed. You feel me? Looking at me, and I'm like, that shit weirded me the fuck out. That whole, I couldn't even really go to sleep when I first got home. I had to stay up and get on Facebook. Shit.
Did you
watch
See,
why
the
you
news?
Gotta mention Facebook?
Did you watch
see, I was getting over it.
Did you watch the news to see if anything happened to somebody's kids?
I did. I watched the news just to see if anything popped off. Anything popped off, and I was on goddamn show telling motherfucker, I saw that motherfucker talking to himself, talking to me like he was talking to, I don't know, spirits early today.
That
weird
is
me. Yeah.
But you know that when we watch the movies and they show that stuff to us, then that's just life, art imitating life. Because people, I mean, yes, we all have creative imaginations or whatever, but 9 times out of 10, people use what they've been through to create,
mm-hmm.
just like music and movies and stuff. That's why it intrigues us, because the scariest thing in a movie that you could see, what's going to scare you the most, is something that you're going to see that could possibly happen to you. If it's so far-fetched that you don't think it could happen to you, it's not going to scare you. And that's what people use in movies. They use what could possibly happen to you because that's the connection, that's the emotional connection they're trying to make with you, is fear. So if you think it can happen to you, that's your scariest movie, and that's what scares the crap out of you. I heard you talking about The Exorcist. Yes, you grew up in the church. You know that there's a devil. You know that there's Satan. You know that there's spirits. So that's why The Exorcist scares the crap out of you, because you know there's a possibility of a spirit or a being able to possess somebody's body and take over. That's why it scares you.
You know, Mike,
and that's why I don't want to see the movie.
Yeah, like when I was in surgery and everything like that. And I mean, like they said, I flatlined, and don't nobody else know this. So I mean, it's just like everybody's like, "Well, so what happened?" You know, you know how you can have like an out of body experience. Like I actually saw myself laying there on the table the whole time, the whole 13 minutes I was out. You know,
right.
Flatlined. I could see myself, and you know, my best friend. She was there, and I mean, I was at peace. You know, I was at peace. Like literally,
did you have any inclination in that moment that you said that you had that out of body experiences when you died on the operating table? Did you have anything to give you any indication of heaven, hell, Jesus, devil, anything like that?
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah, because I mean, you know how like they say it's a light. No, I mean because like they say if you're gonna go, like my grandpa always said, if you're gonna go to hell, you know, there's gonna be, you know, it's just gonna be a dark spot. But when I saw myself, and I mean my great grandma, she was there. Like actually, you know, I could see her, and she was just like, it's not your time. And my best friend, she was there too. And I mean, there's a heaven, I think, you know, because I mean I was at peace in everything. I mean because like now I can't say that, you know, I'm happy, but shit, that out of body experience that I had, you know, I was happy, I was at peace, I was content. Everything, I was like ready.
That's tough. I don't know. Never been to. I can't say that I can relate. But I mean, if you were out that long, 13 minutes, and you were out, it's a great possibility that you did have an out of body experience if you died on the table. You were out that
mm-hmm.
long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people say that stuff, and a lot of people have those experiences when they're out that long. You know what I'm saying? It's not uncommon. It's not rare at all. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely won't refute that. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely won't
refute
that.
And so a lot of people, you know, they be asking, you know, what did you feel? You know, because, I mean, I couldn't just really just all get it, you know. Like right now I'm still like, every day I just think about it, like, damn. You know, I have to just dwell on it every day. Like, was that real? You know, everything. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to K100 tonight. We're coming up on the end of the show, and I'm not going to be able to do it. I've got some work to do, so I'm not going to be able to do the after party tonight. But I want to shout out everybody who called tonight for this particular episode. You feel me? Episode 99. I just like that fucking sound effect. She just sound like, you hear a motherfucker scream like that. Don't even look at, don't even worry about what she screamed. Bitch, run.
I'll be on tomorrow.
Rebuke that stream.
But I'll be here. I'll be on tomorrow. I'll be on butt ass naked tomorrow. Facebook can't kick me off then.
Are you sure you saw the light, Ruby? Are you sure you saw the light?
Yeah.
She might have saw a disco ball. She's gonna be all naked.
Hey, but you know what? It's crazy because like when I went to the room, like the hospital. I wrote down like a whole bunch of questions like, damn, if I died, would I ask Jesus and everything like that. Everything that I was saying, my mom was like, you're going to hell for asking him.
I didn't want to know.
Yeah, okay. No, you don't
want to know. I got 15
wow.
seconds. Look, everybody. Thanks, everybody. Tune in tomorrow, episode 100. You did. I have no clue what the fuck I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna try and figure out something. I don't know, but. Catch me tomorrow, all right? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show, man. K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzum. I'm out, man. Catch y'all tomorrow.
I see y'all on Facebook.